Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're listening to you with your host, Avenger Satanus, and the Beast.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beast Zeno, and this is my co-host, Avenger Satanus. Avenger, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. And we've got a special guest. As most people that follow our schedule know, we have Zandora LeVay with us. You want to say hi, Zandora?
Hi, everyone. It's Zandora.
Awesome. Now, I'm not really sure which direction to start this on, so, Avenger, I'll let you take a point on this.
Okay. Well, most people should know, Zandora LeVay is a Satanist and has been into Satanism for a long time now. And so, yeah, you're part of the whole, I don't know, the broader satanic community and left-hand path, and you do, well, there's an interview if people just want to get more information. There's an interview on the cultofcthulhu.net site. There's an interview with you there. But you do, like, topless hula hooping and other burlesque things, and tour with the band, the Swank Bastards, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we're going to be in San Francisco soon. We're going to play the Haight-Ashbury Street Fair. That's going to be really cool because that's been going on for like 30 years. So
cool.
That's really exciting. It's going to be thousands and thousands of people there. I'm really excited about that. And we're also going to be playing the Bamboo Hut while we're out there. So.
Oh, cool.
We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Great.
And we also are
going to
be playing in San Diego also soon at Tiki Oasis.
Cool. And what kind of music is the Swank Bastards?
Oh, the Swank Bastards are a 60s surf, instrumental surf rock band. You know, we play our own tunes too that are in the style of the 60s surf. And we also do, like, covers, like Dick Dale and stuff like that. And we also do a Black Sabbath set. Like, it's a whole set of Black Sabbath.
Great, great. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Black Sabbath.
I'm a huge fan of Black Sabbath.
What's that?
I said I'm a huge fan of Black Sabbath. Not really Dio Sabbath, but Ozzy Sabbath.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the classic stuff. Well, speaking of the 60s, the whole Haight-Ashbury, San Francisco scene, I mean, that's kind of legendary, I think, not only for music, but also for occultism and, you know, black magic and witchcraft. And
absolutely.
You know.
I wish things were still like the 60s. It seems that we've gone backwards, you know. It's like, you know, more things were allowed back then, like, and now we're being more oppressed. I don't like it. I really don't dig it at all.
Right.
Even San Francisco is becoming like that. And that's, like, totally weird to me. Very PC, and I don't like it.
Right. Do you think it's more, like, commercialized, too, with all the Starbucks and...
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Corporate brands that...
Hey, Ashbury is still really cool. I love San Francisco. It's an amazing city. It will always mean a lot to me. And, you know, it's just not the same. I wish I could be transported back to the 60s and do that. But, you know, I think that I have bigger plans now.
Sure.
So I can't.
Do you resonate with the Age of Aquarius kind of that kind of vibe, or are you talking about like a different kind of 60s?
Well, I'm talking about like the whole 60s era was awesome. Like the swinging 60s is great. Like London, you know, here, like you said, San Francisco, the occultism, you know, gays being able to, you know, start gaining their rights and all kinds of stuff like that. Like so much stuff happened politically and like personally for people. I think that it's awesome. Like, you know, everyone expanded their mind. It was before AIDS happened, so there was free love. You know, I wish that we could just go back, but you can't, you know.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
if I could interject my opinion, I think that the thing that happened that changed everything was materialism. I think people became so obsessed with material gain that they lost sight of the things that were really important during that period in time.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I think that you're right on that, dead on.
Do you
have an opinion, either Pandora or Beast, why the surge in materialism, you know, kind of, I guess that came in the 70s, where it kind of, you know, it just became a dark time, and it, I don't know, it just kind of took over.
I'm not really sure, but I do have a comment about the 70s.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know what happened from the 60s and the 70s, but the fashion was horrible. Like, how could things go downhill so fast in 10 years?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was my statement about the 70s.
Okay.
All right. Now, I do actually have an opinion as to what happened that caused this kind of downslide. People realized that it didn't have to be all about this set paradigm, and so they began focusing on themselves, but they did it without responsibility, you know, the kind of responsibility that was trying to be taught in the 60s, particularly by Anton LaVey. And so that's what I think happened, is we became self-centered, but without the responsibility of self being important as well.
I think that's a good point also, because, and as far as Satanism goes, I just have to say this, there are so many Satanists out there that go and they say, I'm a Satanist, I can fuck this person over, I can be a jerk to you, you know why? Because I'm a Satanist and I can do that and I say so. You know what?
Right.
I'm a Satanist too, and if you fuck me over, it's on, motherfucker. It's on.
Right.
So you can't just go and like fuck people's lives over and your own life over without having some sort of responsibility for it in the end. So why not just have it in the beginning and think, hey, you know what? Maybe I don't want to burn this bridge. I hate people that like practice magic and Satanism irresponsibly. It's one of the most like horrible things ever. And it's just like people that, you know, practice, you know, Thelema and everything. It's like, do what thy will. Yeah, but that doesn't mean there's no responsibility that comes along with it. With indulgence comes responsibility. Or, you know, there's no fun.
Right. Yeah, I
agree. Take the fun out of it.
Yeah, I think all kind of magic and philosophy and religion has to be done responsibly, and really, they're just people that do that are just hurting themselves. That just go around only thinking about themselves and their own ego and their own selfish desires without a thought for other people. I mean, you don't have to be like, you know, Bleeding Heart, you know, Mother Teresa, you know.
Oh no!
In the Peace Corps and like helping out everybody. But still, you know, you gotta keep an eye out for other people and your friends and family and things like that that should be important to you. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. I think.
Yeah.
And hopefully, Satanism is moving in that direction. The whole left-hand path, I think, could do with moving that direction, like being more responsible, being less of an asshole.
Less judgmental. The whole elitism thing is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. I'm an elitist. What makes you an elitist? Tell me. Like, enlighten me. And all these people that go by that principle can't ever give you a straight answer.
Right.
Like, I think that it has to be built on community now. You know, Anton's not here. Obviously, the Church of Satan are cowering down and not doing anything. All they do is promote the same people they've been promoting for 15 years and not moving forward or outward. So it's up to the satanic community to do so.
Right. Do you have any contact anymore with the Church of Satan or the high-ranking members of that organization?
You know what? I pretty much lost respect for them when I was married to Stanton, and Stanton tried to outreach and talk to Peter, and Peter responded with an email to him that said that he is not a member of the Church of Satan, and he never has been, and that he doesn't want Stanton to contact him ever again. And I myself have seen Stanton's red card. I mean, Anton filled it out before he was born. How can you say that someone is not a member of the Church of Satan that was born, the first child born into the Church of Satan? Not that I'm taking up for Stanton in any way. Stanton has his own problems and issues to deal with. But
sure.
When it comes to principle alone, that's bullshit.
Yeah. I have no idea what Peter Gilmore and those people hope to gain by running the Church of Satan the way they do. I mean, it's
I don't know about this.
I think
everybody
agrees.
Yeah, I do too.
I just want to know what their objective is or what their agenda is. I mean, it seems like
I don't think they have one.
Except to, it's puzzling. And
but
very
you know
sad.
What? They did update their website. You can become a member of the Church of Satan for $200, and you can PayPal them now.
Yeah, that's a revolution.
Let's not wait to read your application that you have to fill out. Just PayPal us. It's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Speeding up things. Well, cool. I don't know.
Well, what I was going to suggest, let's stop talking about unproductive things and start talking about something that's more productive. Like, for instance, let's talk about your brand of Satanism, Zandora. Now, I've been following your Satanic Witchery website since its conception, and I've been waiting for something other than just all the pretty pictures. I know it's coming, but maybe you could give us a little idea of what your brand of Satanism is about.
Well, it basically is Levian Satanism. It derives from there, absolutely, and it's basically going to be an educational site and an interactive website. It's just taking a long time to get finished because I'm also working on officialzandora.com. So both of them I'm working on simultaneously, which is taking a long time because I'm not going to put something out there that isn't quality. That people, you know, I'm tired of going to satanic websites and they're like jumbled garbage that I can't even understand anything on there, and they're like all red and black and like made with
right.
GeoCities or whatever. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to have like a profile site where satanic witches can go on there and make their own profile. Even guys can. You know, it's not just specifically for women. Of course, you know, without, you know, men, where would we be? So it's all going to, like, encompass art, you know, satanic artists, satanic, you know, philosophy, you know, people that write about Satanism, interviews, music. It's going to be all just like a community website.
Excellent.
And it's just going to be dedicated to Satanism.
Okay.
And satanic witchery, you know, of course.
Of course.
Right.
And I'm also going to have, like, a section on the site where I can't give too much of it or somebody's going to rip me off, you know what I mean? But there's also going to be, like, a do-it-yourself, like, things that you can do to, like, spruce up your home, like, what you should do in the kitchen, what kind of meals you should cook for your man, and, like, how to set up parties and soirees, stuff like that, too. Because I think that women have lost that a lot, that, like, essence of being a woman. You know, we've tried to prove for so long that we can do the same thing as a man can, yet most of the women I know can't even cook a meal, and most of their boyfriends cook. It's, like, totally turned around, and I don't like that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So you're really into the whole, like, 50s and I guess early 60s, like, pre-feminine age. I mean, you like that kind of kitschy...
I love it.
Leave it to Beaver kind of housewife, like, kind of thing. Is that... So for you, that's like sort of a philosophical thing, but it's also like an aesthetic or maybe even a fetishistic
thing.
Absolutely.
And like it's just that, you know, you can have both. You can be a powerful and successful woman, yet you can also be feminine and be that, like, housewife or homemaker or whatever you want to be. Just be feminine.
Right.
Be a woman.
Right.
Awesome.
Okay.
That really answers a lot of the questions that I was going to ask in one fair swoop. So I've got to say, there's not a lot of women that actually tread the left-hand path, and it's really refreshing to see one that shines so bright.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, one of my friends is another female that she treads the left-hand path. She's a Satanist as well. She's been pushing really hard to get into Playboy, and she wanted me to tell you that she thought that you were an inspiration, basically just above and beyond everything else, just for the simple fact that you're willing to go out in the hula hoop topless.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, weird at first because it never started out as, we're going to do this show and I'm going to be topless. And, you know, it sort of evolved into that with the Swank Bastards. You know, we would play shows and guys would be like, take it off. And I'd be like, all right, give me $20. And then I said, well, then give each of the guys $20 for taking off a piece of their clothing, too. And so we started, like, making all this money, and I was like, dude, this is kind of cool, this topless hula hooping. And so it just turned into it, and, you know, it was weird how, like, it just organically happened. And it's so much fun, and it's so liberating and free that I would just, like, suggest any girl that has a passion to do anything, whether it be erotic modeling, you know, performance art, to just go for it. I'm not saying be a hula hoop striptease performer for a surf band, but go do your own thing, you know? I think that it's awesome.
Yeah.
Power in numbers.
Yeah.
And your friend, that's a sweet, sweet comment from your friend, and I think that, you know, she should go for Playboy. You know, they're diving into that alt erotica scene. They've been doing that here and there. I don't know what your friend looks like. I don't know if she's an alt erotica model or if she is, you know, a blonde Playboy bunny, but
she
should definitely go for it. You know, they even have the Playboy Club out here where they train hot girls to be dealers for the Playboy Club. She might want to look into that. And most of those girls get into Playboy by doing that. So that might, you know, be an option.
All right, I'll definitely, well, I'm sure she's going to download and listen to this anyway, so I'll let her hear it from the horse's mouth. Wow, this is, we have a question in the chat room, and before we get started into something else, I want to bring it out. Angry Steve would like to know where he can hear the Unholy Three with Hank Three.
Oh, you know, I can, if you want me to put it on my Facebook, I can put it on there right now. It hasn't been released officially, but I have it. It's a song that Stanton, Hank Williams III, and I produced, and it's two Charles Manson songs combined into one, and it's called Scratching Power Cymbals. And it's by the Unholy Three, because me, Stanton, and Hank Williams III.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Excellent. Real quick, we have Dark Fools calling in. So I'd like to get him on here, too. So
okay.
Guys, just hang on a second.
No problem.
All right. Dark Fool.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Hi, Zendor. How you doing?
Groovy, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Glad to be in sunny California.
Nice. I'm jealous.
Hey, I had a question for you.
Sure.
What do you think of the? I mean, you answered a little bit of this earlier, but I wanted to get your opinion. What do you think of the state of Satanism today? As opposed to the 60s, do you think it's heading in a good direction? Do you think that Satanism has lost a lot of its former glory? I just want to get your opinion on that.
I think that Satanism is striving really hard to modernize itself. The people that were, like, okay, like, you have the 60s, right? And then we went into the 80s, and, like, satanic panic started to happen. And that made a very huge damper on Satanism. Even Anton LaVey had to sell the Black House back to Warby, who had sold the Black House to him originally. And Warby said, you know, Anton, you can live here until you die, and then when you die, we're going to tear it down. There's nothing you can do. And that's exactly what they did. And those people that were there, you know, Xena, she, like, was exiled because of whatever, that's their business. And Boyd, you know, he was a very strong speaker of Satanism when Anton was alive. And when Anton died, he sort of, you know, went on and did his own thing. And I think that right now, you know, we need those types of people in our modern era to start speaking out about Satanism the same way that they did. Because if we don't, it's just going to be a lost cause. Everything that Anton did is going to go down the tubes and for nothing. So we have to be more vocal about it. And I think that Satanism has changed because every era changes and there's a new leaf. I don't think that it's worse, but I don't think definitely don't think it's better.
Well, how do you see, like, the whole YouTube, Blog Talk Radio? How do you see Satanism? I mean, like Jason King has come out with books, you know, Avenger and Beast are doing a great job with the Left Hand Path Radio and CultofCthulhu.net. I mean, what's your take on this?
I think that it's great. I think that even, you know, especially Avengers, you know, they're taking their Satanism and making their brand of Satanism. And that's great. And you know what? That's the whole thing about Satanism is that, you know, it's flexible. It's not a rule book because it's not a religion.
Very
it's a
true.
Philosophy, you know. And it doesn't mean that you have to read the Satanic Bible and go, oh, you know what? That's a 9 satanic statement, and you just broke
no,
that
it's
rule,
a guideline.
Buddy. I don't like you. No.
Yeah,
right.
It's a guideline.
It's
if you do exactly what it is you're describing, you're no better than the right-hand path you oppose.
Yeah, go to church every Sunday then and leave me the fuck alone. That's how I feel
Precisely.
About it.
Precisely. Cool.
What about
using
mainstream avenues as opposed to like back when Anton LaVey was running the Church of Satan, there was sort of, you know, sometimes subtly and sometimes not so subtly, a call to arms for Satanists to, you know, join and be vocal in the rest of the world, like politics and business and, you know, like be an outspoken Satanist and be like the best charter accountant you can be or something. But now it seems to be swaying, like, you know, if you're actually a Satanist, you're not going to fit in with, you know, your normal law firm or you know, your normal upper management corporation anyway. So Satanists sort of gear themselves towards their own thing and sort of come at things through an alternative angle. Kind of what you were mentioning, I guess, that's kind of an analogy with the alt porn and the, you know, alternative modeling and, you know, girls that just look different with tattoos and piercings, you know, like dyed hair and things like that. So what do you, I don't know, what is everybody's opinion on that?
Okay, so, I don't know, like, are you saying that, like, you think that because we're Satanists that we should try to do something that's geared more towards Satanism professionally, or what? I don't really understand.
I don't really have an opinion, but I think that, I mean, I can see kind of both sides of the coin, but I think, I don't know. I think it's something that each individual has to pay attention to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are Satanists that I know that are lawyers, that are, like, really, like, people that you would look at and not even think that they're a Satanist. You know, I think that those people, I think that Satanism has turned into a lifestyle, you know?
Right. Right. So maybe some of each, depending on the person. I don't know. What do you, Dark Pool or Beefino, think about that?
I'll let Doug Fool go first. Go ahead.
Ah, no. I was going to say the same thing. I'm going to let these go.
All right. Well, I do have an opinion on this. I agree with Ms. LaVey here entirely. I think that the truth of it is that in the end of it all, and let me gather my thoughts because my opinion is there, but it kind of in shambles at the moment. I'm chasing after toddler as I'm talking to you guys. So I think that there is this this kind of thing that people think, this innuendo that they put on Satanism, that someone who lives a satanic philosophy can't function inside of this particular paradigm. You know, that because we're rebellious in nature and less compliant than others, you know, it tends to be a trait that's not desirable to employers. And I tend to think that a Satanist is one who will be more successful in any industry that he steps into.
Absolutely.
Part of that, part of that is also because I think to build on what B said is that we can't exactly be pinned down. I mean, one Satanist is different from another.
Agreed. Go ahead, Ms. LaVey.
Well,
yeah,
what I was about to say is that, you know, I've had jobs where, you know, I've started out and, you know, I go in and I have blue hair. I'm interviewing against all these people that have blonde hair, you know, brown hair. They look normal. I always get the job, no matter what. And I've done this in, like, huge corporations, and, you know, as, you know, I start working there, and people find out things about me. They'll go to one of my shows, and then they'll look up Zandora, and then they'll find out, oh, she's a Satanist. And, you know, most people, 99.8%, have a good reaction to it. You know, there are very few people that I've worked for that haven't known what I was about. And I think that's really cool, you know, and I don't suggest that people go out when they get a job and they start working there and say, hey, I'm a Satanist, because, yeah, that's going to throw some people off, and it really depends on where you live. You know, if you're in Georgia and you're going to a corporation and you're going for a job, I wouldn't go in with blue hair, and I definitely wouldn't say, hey, I'm a Satanist, because there's a time and a place.
Right. Certainly. I think I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think to just kind of add to what Ms. LaVey is saying, I think that when you put your labels first, and you put those out there first, you give people the ability to kind of pigeonhole you and kind of, you know, make assumptions about who you are rather than, you know, letting your works speak for themselves, and then afterwards, you know, showing where you draw from.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you're making a case for the individual and the person, and, you know, that matters more than whatever belief system they happen to have.
You know, being successful and making money and being able to survive is a lot, in keeping your mouth zipped, is a lot more important than blabbering all over the world and saying, you know what, you're not going to get hired. And then you're going to be poor and miserable. You know?
Yeah, yeah, I think...
It's common sense,
yeah,
really, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I think attitude is huge. You know, creative thinking, being able to be productive and work well with others. I think that's just as important, if not more so, to any cause or any religion or philosophy than, you know, someone that just comes in and looks the part and, you know, name drops and, you know, maybe talks the talk but can't walk the walk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Let me see. Now moving on. I'm sure that you're not familiar with this, Ms. LeVay, but I am a digital artist of sorts, and I'd be curious to know if you'd be interested in submitting some bondage-style photos for me to manipulate.
Graphic artist of sorts. Exactly what does that mean?
That means that I'm not conventionally trained. And, if you're at a computer, I can I'd give you my website, and you can look through my digital artwork and decide for yourself. It's fearthebeast.com, and, you know, you don't have to give me an answer here and now. You can shoot me an email later. My email address is right on that website as well. So, but I figured I would throw that out there because I really wanted to work with more noticeable faces.
Right. That and, you know, and that's what's going to get you recognized is
right.
Other people recognizing, you know, the subjects that you're using. Would you say this is throughthebeast.com?
No, fear, like
F-E-A-R. Fear the Beast.
Fearthebeast.com.
Fear the Reaper. Hold on. Let's look at this real quick.
Okay.
Oh, this looks cool. Yeah, let's do something.
Okay.
So you want some bondage photos?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more looking for light bondage than heavy at the moment, but.
Well, you know, Zandora doesn't get tied up too heavy, so I'm hard to tame.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
I have one more question for Zandora.
All right, then.
In the past, you know, when you had the Satanic Church in the 60s and you were doing, there was a lot of live dancing and stuff and, like, an actual physical place for people to go to. Do you feel, I mean, how do you see with everything going on to the internet? I mean, do you feel that there's a great loss of that personal, you know, that live action? Do you feel that we've kind of become a little bit more desensitized?
Absolutely, it's become desensitized. I mean, you know, when Stanton and I did 666, you know, we had the show in Hollywood. We did that so there would be a meeting place for Satanists to come to for once. You know, and it's hard to have, like, the Black House, for instance. You know, Anton got shot at on a daily basis while he lived there. Like, you know, Stanton was in a crib and bullets were flying through windows and, you know. So, and people were crazy back then, but I think people are really crazy now. And as much as I think it would be an awesome idea to have a place like the Church of Satan again, I'm not sure how feasible it would be with all these crazy, you know, religious evangelist trying to make money and like obsessive
yeah.
people that want to love you but want to kill you, and all these like crime shows just like, you know, making, turning people into murderers. Like, I don't know, call me paranoid, but that stuff really makes me uneasy. But I think what we could
yeah.
do is create more satanic events. You know what I'm saying? Like more concerts, more, you know,
yeah.
open black masses and things like that. I think that's the future. That's what it's turned into. I don't think it's necessarily desensitized. I think that a lot of people just don't know how to go about doing it and doing it well.
What about networking with other known Satanists, like Marilyn Manson, for example?
You know, I worked for Manson for a while, and I cleaned his library up for him and, like, straightened it up. I never found one Anton LaVey book, which really,
what?
Like, disturbed me. And I did find a lot of Crowley, though. Doesn't mean he doesn't respect Anton. I know that he does. We've had long conversations about it. But I'm not sure if he wants to go through, you know, I don't know if he wants to go through the vein of Satanism since Anton's death. You know, Stanton and him were friends for a while, and he got burned by Stanton pretty bad. So I don't know if that left a sour taste in his mouth or not.
Well, maybe
it's all politics, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, probably networking with people more like on the underground then.
Yeah, I think that, you know, those voices that are strong that haven't been heard need to be heard, and they, I think that people want to hear them. So, I mean, my advice for people out there is that if you feel that you have a strong voice and you get it and you know what Satanism is, and that, you know, you want to be a voice of Satanism, speak up, make a website, do events. Like, we have to get this rolling. It can't be just me
Damn
or
right.
you guys, or, you know,
Damn
we're just people. And, you know, Satanism is worldwide, so we should have worldwide events everywhere. It's not like I wouldn't come out for a really awesome satanic event. I would host an awesome satanic event if somebody put one together. You know, let's do it. I'm game.
What about nailing down certain satanic goals in conjunction with other, you know, other religious and philosophical left-hand path goals? And focusing on that, focusing on what you actually want to accomplish rather than focusing on the label or the name Satanism or, you know, the Cthulhu cult or the Temple of Set or, you know, the Luciferianism or...
Well, that's all up to the individual, what they want as a goal. My goal is for everyone, no matter what type of brand of Satanism you are, we are all Satanists. We all need to get along, except for I won't get along with the COS until they get their shit together. But, you know,
right.
other than that, I think that it's a pretty easy fix. It's just that people have to actually stop talking about Satanism and live Satanism.
Yeah,
it's a delicate balance. It's a very
yeah.
delicate balance because on the one hand, the cheater, and on the right-hand path, you know, this whole... Let's get along, but at the same time, you realize that you need to get something done.
Yeah, and, you know, you want to get along with people, but then there are those people that piss you off that don't know anything about Satanism and call themselves Satanist, and you're like, shut your mouth. Like, you're not a Satanist. You're making us look bad. I don't worship the devil. I worship myself. Like, it's very simple. And I hate those people that are like, I'm a devil worshiper. I'm a Satanist. No, you're not.
So
or people that are really
on
the end of the
devil worshippers and things like that.
What
is your opinion on devil worship and people that take a more theistic stance on, you know, Satanism and, I don't know, the
you
worshiping
know,
of devils,
whatever,
demons?
Whatever floats your boat, you know.
Okay.
If you like to go to swap meets and buy swords, that's up to you. You know, like, that's how I feel about it.
Okay.
I don't have an opinion about devil worship. I consider devil worshipers in the same vein and light as Christians. You know, they worship deity, and it's just not my thing. But I'm not gonna knock anyone for it as long as they're not going, you need to worship the devil. No, I don't.
Right. Do you consider yourself an atheist then?
Of sorts. I mean, I feel like there's something, you know, there's some sort of energy out there. I'm not going to say it's a person or a god. It could be my energy. It could be, you know, anything. But I'm not going to, say, hey, you know, I believe in nothing. You know, I believe in energy. And I believe that's very powerful.
Yeah.
All right. I am getting I'm getting backed up a little bit in questions in the chat room. So I'm just going to read these as they come out. And Ms. LeVay, if you just address them, that would be excellent.
Sure.
One person asked, are you going to relate suffering and some of the not-so-glamorous things about life into your Satanic Witchery website? And if so, how do you plan on incorporating that?
Well, you know, suffering happens everywhere, every day. I don't know why I would, you know, waste my time on something so negative. I'm going towards the positive. You know, there are things that, you know, I will address, such as, people trying to manipulate you. And then again, I will address you trying to manipulate other people trying to get what you want. So, I mean, I'm not going to deal with the negative things.
Well, to build on that, Zendora, I heard a good quote. The pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional.
Exactly.
Okay.
Did you write that yourself, is that a quote from someone else?
Who, me?
Yeah, Zendora,
I'm pretty sure I wrote that myself. I'm not sure. Things fly out my mouth. Could have heard it somewhere. Not going to say I made it. Could have possibly heard it somewhere.
Okay. Well, it's cool. I like it, wherever it is or wherever it's from. That sounds good.
All right.
The
next question, this gentleman would like to know what you think of politics and political viewpoints creeping into Satanism.
Everything has its politics. Here I go with the Church of Satan again. That is politics. That is not how I live or want to, cultivate this brand of Satanism. I hate that. So I don't want any type of unfortunately, you're not going to be able to avoid it. But I'm going to try to avoid politics and Satanism as much as I can. You know, there are those shit disturbers out there that make you have to go into the whole, political aspect of Satanism. I don't know if you're really, are you talking about real politics, the government, or are you talking about satanic politics before I go any further?
I would assume that this particular person is going right after real politics, because we can recognize that there is going to be what I would call minor politics in everything in life.
Right. Real politics, you know what? I really don't know much about it, because every time I've voted for a president, they've never won, or anything, So I don't really ponder politics.
Okay. Do you believe that they belong in the satanic organizations themselves?
Hey, you know what? Some Satanists out there may be very political and have, strong opinions. So, hey, if you want to go out there and include Satanism in politics, go for it. Just not my bag.
How about the inverse? How about Satanism within politics? Not politics within Satanism, but Satanism like... and actual figures getting into political role.
Okay, like satanic, like you're saying, like a governor being satanic or whatever.
Hell yeah.
You know, that guy would have to be very private. I think that if someone came out publicly and said, "I'm a Satanist, vote for me," they'd probably get shot. So, you have to be careful. I'm serious. I had to be put in protective custody by the FBI once because of people wanting to kill me.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
It's insane.
Why were they trying to kill you?
Oh, because who was this? Stanton used to live in Vienna, Austria. That's where his mother abandoned him in a mental institution. And he lived on the streets for a while. Not lived on there, but, you know, he rambled on the streets and met this boy, and apparently this guy worshiped Stanton, and he taught this boy how to steal and do all of these bad crimes. I think there was oral, like Stanton made him suck his dick or whatever, and then he felt like he was gay, and he had this whole, like, gay, like, issue, and, you know, because people would call him a queer, and then he found out that me and Stanton were dating, and he sent both of us death threats. And because it's dealing with Satanism and so close to LaVey, you know, we had to call the FBI. That's what you have to do. And they had to go get the guy from Vienna and question him and make sure that nothing was going to happen. That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
All right. Now, moving along, because there's still a few more in here. One person would like to know your opinion about nihilism.
About
what?
You know, nihilism, like, existentialism.
Oh. Right.
You know, like, I used to believe in that when I first started reading philosophy, like Nietzsche and things like that. And, you know, at points of my life, I'm very nihilistic still, very pessimistic. But I think I've moved forward and onward with that. Like, I really dig people that are into that. Like, one of my best friends, John A. Snell, he is a nihilist, and he is rad. He's really cool, but, you know, he's also very dark at the same time, which I think is very mysterious, and I like that, but, you know, it's not my thing.
Okay. All right. And then there's two more. One, I think, is a lighter question, so we'll go with that one. They want to know if you're going to make a hula hoop with spikes on it.
You know what? I am terrified of being killed by the hula hoop because I've gotten so many injuries from hula hooping. You would never think that. Like, one time I tried to do fire hula hoop, and I was so scared I was going to burn my hair off that I just couldn't do it. Like, I tried it, and I was just like, you know what? I don't want to, like, disfigure myself because that's a big way that I make money. So I think spikes, either what would happen is I would have the hula hoop on my arm above my head like a lasso, and it would fly off and impale someone, and I would go to prison for involuntary manslaughter, or, like, you know, it would kill me or something, or blind me, which would be horrible. So no spikes.
And then I'm going to ask one last question, and I'm done taking questions from the chat room. The last one is, do you plan on creating a female satanic coven?
You know, satanic witchery is probably about, you know, .com is about as far as I'm going to go with my satanic witch coven. I would like to, me and my friend Shyla, Ugly Shyla, she's an artist, we were going to do the Satanic Witches Revival a while back, and that's still in the back of my mind, where we get a lot of different satanic women who are performers and artists, and create a show, like an actual review. And I would love to do that and take that across the United States and, you know, eventually worldwide. But, you know, as far as covens go, I'm pretty much a solitary witch. I like to deal with things on my own, because when you go into a ritual and things like that, you never know what the other people are feeling and what their emotions are. And if their emotions are going in a different direction than what the objective is, you're really going to lose that oomph that you have behind that ritual. I just, you know, I'm a solitary type of girl.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, now we've got about 9 minutes left in the show. Let's just kind of wind this down. And any last things that you want to talk about, V?
You know, I just want to tell you guys thanks for having me on. And I've never done a radio blog before or radio talk show. I really hate my voice, how it sounds, like, recorded. So I try to, like, avoid that at all, you know, if all possible. But I really like you guys, and I think that what you're doing is fucking awesome. Like, it's just such a breath of fresh air to see someone actually get, two people, actually get Satanism and make it their own. I love it. And I love the whole responsibility, you know, and indulgence together. That is genius. That's what I've been trying to tell people, and you guys totally get it. I love it.
Well, thanks. Yeah,
I second that. You guys are doing a really good job, man.
Thanks.
I think it's part of a new movement in Satanism, the Left Hand Path, and, you know, other variations that, you know, people are tired of just being on the back burner and letting other people carry the torch. I think it's time for every individual to, you know, sort of step up and wake up and take part in things and make it their own and be responsible, but also go after what they want. And, so it feels good to be part of that movement.
Yeah, it's really refreshing and awesome. I think that we have something here, and we just need to build on it further, and, you know, we need to become more of a community, and I think that's what we're trying to do. I think we're being successful, absolutely.
That's certainly what me and Venger are trying to accomplish, is that sense of community. So, could you do me one favor before the show's over, Zandula?
Sure.
Could you say Ia Ia Cthulhu Fatagin with some enthusiasm?
Ia Ia Cthulhu what? Fatagin? I can't say that word with my accent. Are you crazy? What's the word?
I think we got Ia Ia Cthulhu one. That's good.
I was like, wait, that's not going to come out right.
It's like a EOS. That's in deficit. Ooh, shiny.
Cool.
Sorry I messed that up for you.
No, that was perfect.
That was great. That was great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, and you guys should check out Stephen Johnson Leyva. He's going to paint a Zandura painting, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to have Cthulhu tentacles coming out of my hair.
Booyah! Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, one more time, Zandura. Could you plug your website? I want to go to it after the show.
Sure. My website is satanicwitchery.com, and you should also check out my new website soon. It's officialzandura.com, and you can also type in officialzandoralevay.com.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Cool. People know our website, but I guess we could throw that up there again. It's www.cultofcthulhu.net. I don't know if we talked about it last night, but we have the new YouTube channel called the Icker.
And that's been replaced from my old personal YouTube channel, which got hacked. And this new one is also trying to build on the community. You know, Dark Pool is going to do something for it back from Satanic International. You know, if you have access to some sort of camera or something like that, Pandora, if you want to put up a video on our channel sometime in the next couple of weeks or next couple of months.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I just bought an HD camera.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to
start doing video blogs also.
Uh-huh. Oh, good, good. Yeah, you should give a video to us or send it to us, or we'll give you, you know, our login thing so you can log into our channel and upload it on there. We already
awesome.
Have plenty of subscribers and friends. So, yeah, we want to get as many people as possible, so it's kind of like a Satanic Left-Hand Path hub of individuals creating content. And
that's really the best way to do it, because there's so many people out there, like, in bumfuck nowhere that only have the internet and can watch these things and become a part of the community. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm just ecstatic because we got to pop your Blog Talk Radio cherry, so that's a notch under our belt. And
Pandora's cherry. Yeah, I think that was a lot of fun and informative. And thanks, everyone, for asking really great questions and being respectful. I really appreciate it.
It's not a problem. Anything else? We got just a couple of minutes, guys, and I definitely want to get the outro in here, so let's keep it tight.
I'll add my own Ea Cthulhu Fatalgan.
Okay, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I like the Ea part.
Well, the translation of it, at least as we see it, is yes, yes. So.
Awesome. I like the word yes.
Yes, yes, Cthulhu dreams. That's the whole thing translated.
Nice.
Not the whole thing, but it's the main, it's the essence of the whole quote.
Yeah.
People should read the short story, The Call of Cthulhu by H.P. Lovecraft, if they haven't already, because that will give you a big insight into what we're about, what Lovecraft was writing about, the whole Cthulhu mythos in general.
He was such a genius.
A great story. Yeah. Yeah,
I love Lovecraft.
Yeah, so do we. And I think there's a lot more to his writing than just, you know, great fiction. I think there's something deeper there, and that's kind of part what we try to uncover with The Cult of Cthulhu.
Yeah, and it's like even that whole Jack Parsons guy, he was like really into occultism too, and he like. You know, NASA loves that guy. Like, he has his own, station there, like his own building, the Jack Parsons building, which is really cool. I don't know if you know about him. Like, he created, like, rocket fuel and jet fuel and all that stuff. Very cool occultist.
Yeah, wasn't he sort of working occasionally with, I think you have like Kenneth Grant or
yes,
some like
and he was
Crowley
super
opposite.
Into Crowley, yes.
Okay. Yeah, the book Journal of Rise,
House put out a great book too. It's called Love and Rockets or something
okay.
like that, and it's about Jack Parsons. Cool. It's really cool.
Oh, Love and Rockets is a good band too.
Yeah. Oh no, it's Sex and Rockets. It's Sex and Rockets.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay, because Love and Rockets is the band, which came from Bauhaus, another good band.
Which I do like that band.
Yeah. I think Book of Lies, put out by Disinformation, I think that's how I heard of Jack Parsons. Anyway,
those are great books.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, we should probably close because we're running out of time. Thanks, Sandra, and thanks, Dark Fool. Thanks, Bizino. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye. Hail Satan.
And hail myself.
Thank you for listening to the Ooze. Opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily reflect those held by Venture or Beast or any institution associated with us. The Ooze does not condone any illegal or unethical acts. If you have been offended during the production of the show, we're sorry, but as the old expression goes, tough luck. Thank you, and see you next week.